That was going to do Emily's parents are woke because she gave them her streaming passwords.
Yeah.
Now things. But first, your tweets from 20 minutes ago. I guess we played an Evanescence song.
Guys liked that.
Devonis certainly did. He tweeted at 101X Morning X, y'all don't play this song enough. I swear 15-year-old me used to rage to Evanescence. I don't know if that was 15-year-old Nick, but I used to do that as well. Definitely loved them. Let me see, Amy Lee. Raina then chimed in. I'm just going to add that there's too much Red Hot Chili Peppers. I support more Evanescence. Then they go off into a whole Chili Peppers thing. First of all, we've played zero Red Hot Chili Peppers today, as far as I can know.
Yeah, as far as we could tell.
But if I'm reading this correctly, what you guys want is a butt rock version of Chili Peppers, right?
Yeah.
My love is like a roller coaster, baby, baby. Right? Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm kind of digging it.
It's just butt rock, in your opinion, just deeper
yeah,
sounding.
Yeah, you sing with your butt. You got to clench it up.
All right.
Your love is like.
Should I give it a try?
Yes, hit me some butt rock.
Okay, clenching the booty in order to achieve this sound.
Do it your own way. You don't have to do it my way.
No,
do it your own way.
Whatever that's you're based on your definition. Right. That's what butt rock is. Go. So, standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a line on. Heavy glow.
I'm booing the idea, not you.
No, let me get to the rap part. Steak shark.
Steak knife.
Oh, yeah.
Card shark.
Wait. Here.
Card job.
With the lyrics, I can do it. Ready? Steak knife, card shark. Wait. Steak knife, card shark, card job, boot cut. Skin that flick, she's such a little DJ. Get there quick by street, but not the freeway. Turn that trick to make a little wee way. Beat that Nick, but not the way we play.
You know what?
And then
I'm going to give you the applause just because I'm so worried of what's going to come out of your mouth when you're trying to sing Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's a dangerous, that's
a
dangerous
rapper,
thing, my friend. We have still have your chance at the Etchy Expo tickets. We may have not have time for Emily's parents are woke because we just did that Chili Peppers thing.
That was well worth it.
So I tell you what, call in right now if you want to go to Etchy Expo this weekend. I agree. That was worth it. 835-1015. I'm going to flesh out this whole there's also something about how when you eat a Red Hot Chili Pepper, it's going to make your butt rock. I don't know. Etchy Expo, 835-1015. Are you smarter than Emily? Your Etchy Expo tickets. Just play the song, Nick. Get out of this thing. Get out. 835-1015. Call in right now. 835-1015.
Right now.
It's Panic in the Disco. High hopes. Emily, we may have stumbled upon something because the reviews of our butt rock Chili Peppers are in and they are neutral. Punk rock physicist says, well, that was certainly something. Dan the Man says, let's get that butt rock at Nick Mouth featuring that new rapping Eminemily. I changed the name, Dan, but Eminemily.
Eminemily.
Okay,
it's like an anomaly and anemone.
All right, you know what? I knew that was. I knew I should have gone back to it. Just play the game.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid. Etchy Expo, Austin's premier 18 and up anime expo, is going on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've got your passes for one lucky listener.
If you want to
go to VIP passes, go to 101x.com. We're doing a contest. Just send us a picture of your best cosplay.
Tell us why you're the nerdiest of them all.
There it is. And you could win VIP passes. We have just some Etchy Expo passes, 3 days to give away right now to listener Andrew. Andrew, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
All right.
Emily,
Andrew, pick a good topic for me, please.
All right. I need to have my topics.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are my topics? Oh, no. All right, Andrew, here's how we're going to do this. Thank you so much. It's fine. Here, I got it. You can just go. That sounded way more dismissing than I needed to be. But we have three streaming topics for you to choose from that I have now found and discovered. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Emily, you will win those Etchy Expo.
Anna.
Nailed it. Your choices today are geographical second place things, what college football team is that, or pizza trivia. Geography, college football teams, or pizza.
Pizza.
All right. I figured you would do that. Number one. It's not loading. Okay. The world's first pizzeria opened in what Italian city? The world's first... Rome is what you said? Unfortunately, not correct. Naples. Pizza comes from Naples, Italy. It specifically is the home of the margherita pizza, which leads into this question number two. The ingredients of a margherita pizza are San Marzano tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and what herb? What herb is a key ingredient? Say it again.
Basil.
That is correct. All those things I am nope on, except for mozzarella cheese. All right, number three. The first Bitcoin transaction occurred in 2010 and was used to purchase two pizzas from what national chain?
Oh, God.
The first Bitcoin. Is that what you're going with?
Papa John's.
Yeah. I'll take it. Yes. I'm going to help you out there. Papa John's is it. Good job, Jonathan. Hold on one second. We're going to get Emily back in here, see how she does. She's going to have to go 3-for-3 to beat you, so pretty good odds. But Jonathan.
Oh, no.
Jonathan. Andrew. Where am I getting Jonathan from? Andrew.
Andrew, I told you to pick a topic I would be good at. I haven't even heard it, but you already are better at than me.
Don't speak so soon because he chose pizza trivia.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this. I'm hungry. Pizza. I'm super hungry. So this is so good.
When are you not?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I notice I haven't really been snacking today. And
good.
All right,
number
one. Day.
Number one. Well, you just got to do another 10 minutes or so, and you can go eat all the pizza you want.
Okay.
The world's first pizzeria opened in what Italian city?
Ooh. How did he get all of these?
We only got two. So.
Oh, I thought you said three.
No.
Okay.
So you have to go three to beat him. Probably playing for a tie.
Okay, so what Italian city did...
The first pizzeria open in?
Let's see. I was in Italy.
Okay.
Was it in... I'm just going to go with Rome.
Good guess. That's what Andrew said. It's wrong, though. Naples. Naples
Yes.
is the home of pizza.
I went to Naples.
Did you get a margherita pizza?
Actually, I didn't go to Naples.
Because that's the first pizzeria, and the first pizza was the margherita.
That's a good one.
That leads into my second question. The ingredients of a margherita pizza... is San Marzano tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and what herb?
Basil.
Yes.
Big fan of margaritas from all of the countries.
So the two?
Those are the only ones I know of, but I'm not going to exclude any of the other ones.
All right. It's very inclusive of you. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. To tie it up, the first Bitcoin transaction occurred in 2010 and was used to purchase two pizzas from what national chain?
Oh.
The first
Bitcoin transaction
was used to purchase two pizzas from where?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. It's either that one or that one. I know that's a very Jason thing to say, but it really is.
Are you sure it's not that one?
No.
Could be that one.
No.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. It's not Pizza Patron.
Okay.
Love a good Pizza Patron.
I'm going to say...
Saying it. Never had one.
Pizza Hut?
Is that your answer?
Oh, no, it's
Papa John's.
Whoa, really?
Papa John's, yes.
I'm a Papa John's fan, so I would buy.
Sorry, your microphone's going through a tunnel, Papa John's fan. Get out of here. Congratulations, Andrew. I'm just not a fan. Not a fan of their politics or their pizza or the stupid little peppers that they try to force upon you.
What about the sauce? The sauce is great.
It's all right.
Okay.
We can talk about the butter sauce. That's the only good thing about Papa John's, except for when they're a sponsor. I love all pizza. You love all pizza. Jonathan, you're going to Ecce Expo. Congratulations, my friend. We will talk to you in a second after Breaking Benjamin, The Diary of Jane.
Oh, my goodness. What song is this? Come on.
If you missed out on those Ecce Expo passes, well, good news. We have more for you later on this week. Plus, if you want VIP passes, go to 101x.com. Emily's doing a contest there.
Join in on my contest. Send me an email. I'm picking my contest winners on Wednesday, so tomorrow after the show.
Just send us a picture of you and one of your awesome costumes. Mm-hmm. Tell us why you're a fan of cosplay. And Emily, if it's good enough, she'll decide that you deserve VIP passes.
This is true.
We are also going to be doing a happy hour at Kung Fu Saloon Rock Rose this Friday, 5 to 7.
5 to 7.
Thanks to Soon.
Yep.
Soone.
Get to see us play
the dating game
and see if you have what it takes to match with me and Nick.
If you win, you get Emily. If you lose, you're stuck with me. That's untrue.
Okay. You get an ultimate date night package.
Details for both of those at 101x.com. We also will have your chance at ACL Weekend 1 single-day passes plus Honda hospitality tent passes, courtesy of Central Texas Honda Dealers. We will have another chance for you to win all of that tomorrow. Come and see us. Hang out. Maybe Jason will be here. Who knows?
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.